You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to more of Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Mark Price on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Going out to an awfully popular spot this time of year, heading out to the Michigan Athletic Club. And joining me on the phone is Jermaine Alexander, who is head trainer there. Good evening, Jermaine.
How you doing, Cheryl? And a happy new year to you and the listeners.
Oh, thank you so much. I had to pull you in from the floor because is there a busier time of year for a trainer than the week after New Year's?
I think this is probably the biggest day. This is probably like Black Friday for trainers.
I like that analogy. I like that a lot. What do we do if after the week of the holiday, couple weeks of the holidays, as if that isn't enough, we realize we've just been putting it on all year. How do we even get started, Jermaine? If we walk into the MAC, how do we get started with this process?
Well, first, we always ask that, you know, all of our listeners or, you know, fitness enthusiasts that come to the Michigan Athletic Club, if it's within a year, if you've had a physical, but make sure you get clearance from your physician first and make sure you're ready to go physically. And then at that point, you know, once you get to the Michigan Athletic Club, we take you through, you know, just a series of events. We have fitness orientations over at the Michigan Athletic Club, and what that entails is that, you know, for new members that come in or members that haven't participated in the program, we set them up with, you know, just a basic workout program just to get them going and to keep them interactive. And, you know, that way they can be held accountable for themselves, you know, by having a workout set for them during the time that they're at the Michigan Athletic Club. I think that's one big important deal as far as, like, having something, you know, that's etched in stone that you can follow, and that'll give them the motivation to want to, you know, keep going throughout the winter and spring months.
Absolutely. I'm thinking the first time I walked into the MAC, before I knew what it was like in there, how the programs worked, it's a little intimidating. They have just walking in there if you haven't ever done anything like this. You folks kind of take the intimidation factor out of it, don't you?
Absolutely. We have probably about like 6 or 7 points of contact. You know, we have our member services, which is very important for all new members that's coming in. But then we also have the personal training department. We have group fitness, and then we have tennis as well as aquatics. So we stay in contact, interactive with each new person that come in and all members as well. And that takes away that intimidating factor, because with over 270,000 square feet, it can be intimidating, but I think we take that away by, you know, being interactive and, you know, making sure we stay in contact with the members as they come on board.
Absolutely. You are the head trainer there. When is a personal trainer really helpful for you? Is it for the newbie who comes in, or is it for somebody better suited to someone who's been there a while? Or could it work easily for both?
I think it works easily for both, because at some point in time, even people that's been, you know, members for 17 years, they, you know, they come to a point in their program where, you know, they hit that, you know, that, you know, that plateau. And then at that point, it's very important for those people to, you know, just touch base with a trainer, whether it's to help them with specific goals or just to help them with a new program. But that's very important. But then also, on the flip side of that, with new members, with people that's just starting a fitness program, I think that's very important, because it gives them some insight as to, you know, what the path will be for them to get from point A to point B. So, you know, I think the personal trainers, in terms of like how the knowledge and expertise that they have in terms of changing programs and then progressing programs, is very important in terms of people continually to seeing goals that they set for themselves.
Now, how do you keep people on track? What are some of the I hate to say tricks, because they're not tricks, but what works to help keep people on track this time of year?
Well, one of the things is just consistency. I think that's very important, and just letting people know that, you know, it's a, you know, with all the hours in a week, you know, committing to 3 hours a week, and at least 3 hours a week on their own personal well-being, is very important. But we constantly coach them on the importance of being consistent with their programs. And if they're consistent with their programs, as far as, like, you know, whether it's a workout program, whether it's a cardiovascular training program, or whether it's, you know, some of the classes that we offer to our clients with group fitness, whether it's Zumba, but if they are consistent with those things, you know, everything else will take care of itself.
Very good. What we talked with a dietitian last week about how to get going health-wise. Eating healthy is a huge part of what you're doing as a personal trainer, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think that's the cornerstone to everything that we do. It's 80% of what we do in terms of, like, you know, achieving the goal that we set. So one of the things that we encourage is to, to have a balanced diet, at least to, you know, think in terms of calories in, calories out. But those calories have to be good calories, whole wheats, nuts, and grains, fruits and vegetables, lean meats, and eating small meals throughout the course of the day is very important in terms of, like, the individual that's getting started with the program achieving their goals. So we really, you know, coach them on the essence of, you know, what's important for them in terms of nutrition to keep them, you know, to get them on the right path, but to help them achieve the goal. So we really, you know, help them understand the importance of nutrition.
What role does economics play in this? Specifically a personal trainer, you don't have to get involved in a lot of money to get in good shape, do you?
Not at all. You know, one thing I always encourage, you know, new clients that come in for fitness orientations, or if they, you know, have their first complimentary session with a personal trainer, is that, you know, if it doesn't work this way, you always have the support of a friend or the support of your family. So in that sense, what we do is we try to encourage them to, if they train in alone, to try and have somebody to train with them or work out with them. Maybe it's a friend. Maybe it's a next-door neighbor. Maybe it's somebody at the club that they work at and that they can, you know, connect with and help them achieve the goal that they set. Support is very important, and whether that comes from a personal trainer, whether it comes from a family member or someone that's at the gym or a friend, that's very important in terms of, like, a person helping to achieve the goal that they set.
Now, there's such a variety of classes and fitness classes at the MAC. There's something for everybody, isn't there? I mean, literally all age groups as well as fitness levels.
Absolutely. And that's at the Michigan Athletic Club, we have over 160 classes that actually go out per week. And that doesn't include dance or Pilates. So with that in mind, it's a lot of good classes, like, you know, the latest trend with Zumba. You don't have to be a certain age or a certain fitness level to participate in it. Those classes are very important. And I always, like, encourage clients, members, new members, guests, you know, participate in those classes, because at the end of the day, it's all about, having variety, but at the same token, not getting bored and then having fun with what you're doing.
I recently chatted with somebody who said the best way to keep motivated is to find something that's fun to do, and that'll keep you coming back.
Absolutely. I think the staff that we have there, the instructors we have there, the trainers we have there are very encouraging in terms of, like, keeping people motivated, making the classes new, making them innovating, you know, always finding out what the latest technologies are in terms of training, the latest trends. And, you know, we just try and blow it out of the water. That's, and make people have fun when they come to the Michigan Athletic Club.
Uptick in membership this time of year, Jermaine?
Absolutely. Memberships is I would use the term, oh my God, it is very busy at this time of year. And at the Michigan Athletic Club, one of the things that we're doing to extend, you know, our appreciation to not only just the people that's there, but also new members that may be looking for a fitness club or a health club to go to, we've extended a 50% off of our enrollment fee to help members get in the door and to continue their wellness goals and health goals. So that's limited. That's a limited time, but that's one of the things that we do. And it's very busy, and we just want to help people to reach whatever goal that they set, at the same token of being able to accommodate any financial situations that can help them get into the Michigan Athletic Club.
Well, that's a huge special going on right now, and it sounds like it's just about enough time to get everybody ready for that pool at the MAC in the summer.
Absolutely. that 200-foot slide is very important.
Very good. Thanks so much, Jermaine Alexander from the MAC. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.
Thank you, Cheryl.